Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Piedmont United Methodist Church on this fifth Sunday of Easter. We are still in the Easter season celebrating the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and till the last Sunday we will celebrate the Ascension Sunday. That's when the Easter season ends. So we are still celebrating the power of Easter. Thank you for joining us in this church and also online today. And Martha, thanks for joining. Did you have trouble getting in?
No, once I got the link, I got in fine. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks for joining. And we are not sending out that bulk email anymore. Some people didn't really want to do that, so I thought. But you can always use the previous email for the link if you want, or you can go to our church website. It's the same link over and over, same thing. So you can click on that if you want to join remotely. So go to our church website. Also, Martha, the bulletin is also there. If you are on the website, there's a link called bulletin. If you click on it, you can see the bulletin as well. God has given us another day to live in this world, not because of our merits, only because of His grace. So He has given us another day here to live in this world, to be a blessing, and let us be thankful for that. And as we join together to worship God, let us pray that God will give us a humble heart so that we can receive His power and His word today as we worship together. If you can turn with me to the announcements in the second page, those are our regular announcements are listed there. We work with the place near our church to donate our collections of food. We have a bin at the back of the door here. Please drop off your collections there, and also you can donate in cash if you would like to do that. And my books are available with me if you want a copy of that. There are two books now, Joy in the Journey and The Song in the Night. If you want to buy a book, it will benefit the missions of the church in this community and around the world. Note the mailing address for anyone who wants to mail your communications or donations. Please note that down. Our cooking class schedule for yesterday had to be cancelled because of some difficulties with arrangements. So we will hopefully do that next month. Second Saturday will be June 11th. And the art class that Wayne will be teaching will be next Sunday, Saturday at 10 o'clock. Wayne, you're okay with that, right? Okay. So please join for a time of fun and fellowship for that. And the third Thursday lunch fellowship at Golden Corral is on May 19th, this Thursday. So join. Norman, are you going to be there? Are you going to be there? Okay. So join us for a lunch and fellowship time at Golden Corral at 1 o'clock. And the North Georgia Annual Conference is scheduled for June 2 through the 4th. The people who have volunteer to be delegates from this church, they already got the link for a meeting. That meeting is at 2 o'clock today. You all have the Zoom link, so please join that meeting and make sure that you have all the information and your questions answered for registration for that meeting. Our celebration Sunday will be the last Sunday of the month. We will have a luncheon. After that, we will celebrate our anniversaries and graduation for the month. The attendance and collections are listed there for your continued participation and donations, and also your prayers for the church as we plan for the new year and the coming conference year, that God will guide us in the future of our mission in this church. We also accept donations on our website now. Please use that. If you want to do your bank draft or credit card or debit cards, you can do that as well. And as I make this announcement, we need some volunteers, and I know many of you are volunteered to clean the church, and I know many of you have been out of town. So please stay back a few minutes to vacuum the floor of the church if you have time, or come 5 minutes early. There's a vacuum cleaner right there on that stage over there. So if you feel like you can help out, we need somebody to clean the church at least a couple of times a month would be fine. So please do that. And I know some of you have already volunteered for that, but the vacuum cleaner was missing. So it is right now. I placed it on the back of the sound system there, so you can use that. Any other announcements or questions? I didn't miss anything. Again, thank you for joining online and also here to worship together. Can you hear me well? Everybody good? Okay. Let us worship together. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn, hymn number 400, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Thou Fount of every blessing, through my heart to sing thy praise. Springs of mercy never ceasing, powerful songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mountain fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love.
Verse 3.
Oh, to grace, how great a debtor, daily art constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. To wander, Lord, I feel it, want to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, take and seal it for thy courts above.
Please be seated. Let us pray. Eternal and loving God, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to gather in your name here in this church and also online to worship you together as your children. We thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to this world to die for us, who rose from the dead, so that we can become your children by believing in him. We thank you for choosing us from this world to be your children so that we can call you Father. We thank you above all for the good health and strength you have given us in our bodies, the gift of life, family, friends and fellowship that you have given us in this world. Help us, Lord, to be grateful for all these gifts that we have. It is all because of your grace and your grace alone. Above all, we thank you for helping us to come together and worship you here in this church and also online. Help us to worship you in truth and in spirit, Lord, here today. Fill us with the power of the Holy Spirit as we go from this place so that we can be powerful witnesses for you. Wherever you place us, Lord, that we will be faithful in the ministry that you have given us to do. Bless us with your presence today, Lord. Fill us our hearts with your presence also as we receive the word, as we sing the songs of praises and make our prayers. Help us to do everything to glorify your name and not our sake, but your sake only. And bless us as a church as we do your work in this community and around the world. Bless us with your spirit today to worship you in truth and in spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is our greeting time now. So please stand up and greet each other in Christian love. I wanted to acknowledge one guest here today. This evangelist, my wife's sister, who is visiting us from Philadelphia, Liz. So please make sure you say hi to her. as we get settled, we will sing hymn number 338. You can remain seated. We will sing 338, "Where He Leads Me, I Will Follow," verses 1 and 4. We'll do the responsive reading, which is Psalm 29. There's a typing mistake there, but it's 29, page number is 761. If you're able, please stand and turn with your bulletin on page 761.
Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings, and ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord the glory of His name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor.
The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord upon many waters.
The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty.
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars.
Break the cedars of Lebanon.
The Lord makes Lebanon to skip like a calf, and Sharon like a young wild ox.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire.
The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness.
The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh.
The voice of the Lord makes the oaks to whirl and strip the forest bare.
And in His temple all cry glory.
The Lord sat enthroned up over the floors. The Lord sat enthroned as ruler forever.
May the Lord give strength to His people.
May the Lord bless His people with peace. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. It is our prayer time now. As a church family, we share our prayers of blessings and thank God for the blessings that we receive. And also at the same time, we share our prayers of concerns and burdens together and also raise them up to the throne of grace of God together as a church. So this is the time to share our prayers of blessings and concerns. The regular prayer items are listed at the back of the bulletin if you want to turn with me to the back. Let us continue to pray for these people and these items listed there. Couple of special items that I wanted to call out. I know Martha has joined. Martha, did you get a date for your next chemo?
I had chemo this week, and they've added a third chemo drug because my numbers were going up, which is not good. So we're praying that this new chemo medicine will do the trick.
Okay, so she had her chemo. So please pray for her as she is taking the chemo. This will work. The numbers has to come down. So let us continue to pray for her. God has been good. He has heard our prayers in the past. And Guillermo, are you doing okay now?
Yeah.
Okay,
yes,
very good.
Very
he doesn't need any more chemo, right?
Yes.
He needs one? Okay,
yes,
he needs more.
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay. We'll keep you in our prayers, okay?
Yes.
And we need to keep Wayne in our prayers very much this week. He's going to get a shot inside his... Oh, is it next week again? Okay, I thought it's. Yeah, he lost his voice, and we need to get it back. And we know that it's going to come back. I think Carol is glad that he's. No, I'm just kidding.
You keep saying what?
I'm just kidding.
What?
But we need his voice back, especially for the drawing class. We need it. So you'll get it, Wayne. Be strong, and we'll pray for you.
Amen.
I know Miss Lou just shared with me that how many family members passed this week?
Four.
She lost four family members in this past week.
Oh,
that is
wow. Two classmates.
And two, and that's two a lot of two classmates.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of people.
Amen.
Wow. So we need to pray for her and those families who are grieving now. There are not all COVID, right?
No,
different. Nobody died from COVID. Okay,
this
are different. This one, somebody told me that as you get older, you will get to hear, attend more funerals.
Yes.
So I'm getting there now. I'm feeling it. We end up having more people up there than here. So that's a natural thing that we have to deal with. We'll keep you in our prayers and your family, so
thank
let
you.
Them know that. How are you feeling?
Better.
Okay. Keep you as. She's also going.
Alright.
So she's going through some health issues as well. Those are the special items that I wanted to call from the list. Most of the other items are they're either improving or need to be taken out of the list at some point. Any others from this list or any call outs? Anybody want to make? Yes, Robert.
How's Penny doing?
Penny is back to work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I don't think she's ready to go into crowds. And she needs to be more comfortable with her feet and the strength of her feet to get back. So we continue to pray for her, but she's doing much better. Any other? We have a blessing today that today is my wife's birthday. So usually when we have a birthday on the same Sunday, we sing happy birthday, right? So we can do that. So when you have the same Sunday you have a birthday, we usually sing a happy birthday. Let us do that. Yeah, you can do it. Bring it.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ransom. Happy birthday to you.
She hit the big one, but I'm not telling you how much. That's why her sister flew from Philadelphia and many other family members are coming down in the next few days to celebrate that big number. So,
35.
Yeah, 35, you're right.
You can add it later.
All right. Are there any other special blessings or concerns or anything that you want to raise? No? Yeah, God has been good to us and He will continue to be good to us. God is good all the time and all the time He's good. So we know that from our experience. So let us continue to hold on to that promise. No matter how bad our situations may become, we know that at the end there's going to be something that God promises. It may not be something that we may like, but God will bring to an end that is a blessing to you or somebody else. So let us be thankful for that. If there are no special call-outs here or online, let us go to God in prayer. Let us also keep our nation in our prayers, as I generally say that, especially during this election time, that God will keep us united, and also the leaders of our country, our president, our leaders of the Congress, governors of the state, and all of those who are making decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives, that God will give them the wisdom to do the right things. And also our service workers, remember them and be thankful for their services. And also just stop our trash workers. I usually do that, our mailmen, and just say thank you, because they appreciate that a lot. Sometimes they don't hear that much enough. So please do that during this pandemic time also. They are working for us, and pray for their safety and their family's safety as well. Let us go to God in prayer together, lift up our needs and our unspoken prayers as well. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer, and then I'll close with the summarized prayer. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Are not five sparrows sold for 2 pennies? Yet not one of them is forgotten by God. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Loving God, we come before you as your children, trusting your promise that you will answer our prayers according to your time and according to your will. We thank you for the gift of life that you have given us to live in this world, along with all the joys and blessings that we enjoy and receive in our lives, even when we don't deserve them. Thank you for giving us the health and strength to be here today, and also online to worship together. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to die for us so we could become your children and call you Father. We look up to you for our needs as well at this time, Lord. Many of us are broken in our bodies, and many of us are broken in our spirits and in our souls. Many of us are weary and tired. But the scripture says, when youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we come before you trusting in the promises that you will renew our strength when we are weak. When we are lonely, you become our friend, O God. And when we need peace, you are our peace, and we come before you for peace at this time and comfort. We especially lift up those who we named here during our prayer time in your hands. Particularly we pray for Martha as she is going through this chemo again with the new drug. We pray that you will work through that, and the doctors and the nurses, and that she will be restored back to normal with her strength, and the cancer will be gone, and we pray for a miracle at this time. We also pray for Wayne as he is waiting for his throat treatment. We pray that you'll restore his voice back to normal and bless him, and also Carol as a family, and thank you for their services to this church and also to your kingdom. Bless Wayne with the peace, and also the doctors and the nurses who treat him to do the right things. We pray for Ms. Lou as she is grieving at the death of many family members and friends. We pray for your peace to comfort her. Above all, we pray that you comfort her with your presence, and also the family members to be filled with your peace at this time. We pray for all of those who are struggling with various illnesses, particularly COVID and many other problems in their lives. We pray for your continued comfort and presence to be with them and give them your peace at this time. We pray for Penny. We pray for Paul and Becky. We pray for many, many others that who are going through various treatments and procedures. Bless them with your healing and comfort them with your peace. We thank you for this time that you have given us to come together and worship you, Lord. We pray for our nation as a whole, particularly during this election time, that you will keep us united and so that we can still be the leader of the world as a country. We pray for the president, the leaders of the Congress and the governors of the states and all of those who are making decisions. Bless them, Lord, with your wisdom. Help them to be humble before you and fear God and do the right things and make the right decisions. We thank you for the service workers who work day and night for us. Plus, help us to be thankful for them all the time. At the same time, we pray for their safety and also their family's safety. Bless them, Lord. And we pray for us here today as a church as we look for your guidance in the future of the church and the ministry in this community and around the world. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in all the opportunities that you have given us, to do them faithfully and use them to bring your care and love and compassion to this place, to the people who need it. And we pray for your guidance and wisdom, Lord, to our church. Bless us today, Lord, as we worship together with your presence. And talk to us through your word and help us to be obedient to your word so that we can be more useful in your hands as witnesses for you in the days to come. We thank you again for being here with us today. Help us to glorify your name, that your people will be blessed. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offering, please. Scripture says, God loves a cheerful giver. Lord, thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to bring back a portion of what you have blessed us with, Lord. You are the source of all that we have and we are. You are a gracious God. From your open hand we receive these gifts, even when we don't deserve them, Lord. Above all, we thank you for your Son Jesus Christ, who you have given for us, who came to die for us, and you gave us more than we can ever deserve through him. Gracious, loving God, we understand that you call us to be the stewards of your abundance and caretakers of your wealth that you have entrusted with, Lord. Help us to use the opportunities and the gifts and the witness and the money that you have given us wisely and faithfully for your kingdom and for the blessing of this world. We thank you again for this time together as we continue with our worship. Talk to us through your word today, Lord, and empower with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated as Wayne will have a special dedicated to Miss Jean McBrayer And I know that is then come the morning. That's one of her favorites. So he's going to do
that
a.
At my funeral.
What's that?
He's going to play that at my funeral.
Oh, is that right? Oh, really? So he's going to play that today.
Oh.
But and we'll do that at the funeral too. But he wanted to do that today, so let us listen to that. Thank you, Rain, and thanks for being here, Miss Jean. I think you are probably the oldest member of this church now, right?
Well, I'd like to be reminded of that.
Yeah, she makes sure that she's here every Sunday. When she's not here, we miss her and she misses us.
Amen.
Thanks for bringing her,
Anna.
Anna. Our scripture reading is taken from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, verses 23 through 32. If you are able, please stand for that. Luke chapter 14, verses 23 through 32. By the way, are you all comfortable with the hearing? Is it anybody hot? Okay, thank you.
Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking to each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. He said to them, "How foolish you are and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he was going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen, and he has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word, that you have given us as life and spirit. Help us, Lord, to listen to your word and receive your word with humility, so that we can be life and spirit in this world. Illumine our souls so that we can see the hidden truths behind your words. Help us, Lord, to be humble. Help us, Lord, to be obedient. Fill us with your power so that we can be powerful witnesses for you in the days to come. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
As I reminded you earlier that we are still in the Easter season, and as you all know that Jesus appeared to several hundred people, almost 500 people as it is said in the scripture, after rising from the dead and then before his ascension. So there was a bunch of witnesses for his resurrection at that time. And two of them that we just read today from the Luke's gospel, which is the only gospel that describes the story of these two men who were going from going from Jerusalem, after all the events that happened there and the death of Christ, they were going from Jerusalem to Emmaus, a town about 6 miles from Jerusalem, their hometown. And we read there that they were downcast, they were disappointed, they were afraid. You heard the story that they were looking for the Messiah, and they thought Jesus was the Messiah who will come and restore their kingdom and relieve them from the burden and the bondage of the Roman government. And during this past weekend, as they are talking to each other, that they crucified him. He died. And the third day is here now, and this is the afternoon of the third day that they were walking toward Emmaus. They were saying that this is the third day. And he said that he would rise from the dead on the third day, but some of our women who went to look in his tomb, they could not find his body. And some of the disciples also, we heard that they went and looked and they could not find his body. But they still did not believe that he actually rose from the dead. But we don't know what's happened, what is our future, where are we going. They were kind of downcast and disappointed with no direction. So they took a direction that they wanted to do, that they wanted to go home. They don't want to be in Jerusalem anymore. They were taking the direction to go back to their home with all these burdens and frustrations and fear in their hearts. That is the situation that we are. And one of them, the name of one of them is mentioned there, is called Cleopas. And we don't know the name of the other person. And they were talking about these things. And all of a sudden, while they were walking, somebody joined them, a stranger. He started talking to them about. So the stranger joins them in this conversation. I don't know if I would let a stranger in my conversation with my friend. But they did. Sometimes it happens, right? We try to have our own privacy and our own privileges. We keep people away. Sometimes we miss the blessing by doing that. It may be God coming through somebody to talk to us. So it is always good to be open-minded and to receive what God wants to tell us in various ways. So be open-minded so that we can listen from others. So this stranger joined and heard their conversations and asked them, what are you talking about? Then they said, you didn't hear all of these stories that happened this week? And then they explained all of these things, and they replied that he was a prophet, a powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests of our rulers handed him over to sentence to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all of this took place. Some of our women amazed us because they went to the tomb and did not find his body. They came and told us. So did some of our disciples, some of the other disciples and companions who went to the tomb and found it was just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus. Then the stranger tells them, how foolish you are and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken. If I were one of those two conversations, I would have stopped there and say, hey, you joined us without my invitation. You mind your business and we have our business to do. That's what I would have done. But these people did not do that. I mean, again, God works through many different ways in our lives if we are open to receive it. So even that, he was trying to explain it to them that they were discussing in the wrong place, in the wrong things. They were supposed to be in Jerusalem to witness the power of the resurrected Christ. Rather, they are going back home to their own homes and returning with frustration and disappointment. God calls us to be in places where God wants to use us. And sometimes, because of various different reasons, sometimes our own decisions that think that things are better at home, or sometimes because of fear of the future or uncertainty of the future, we make our own decisions to go back to do whatever we want to do. But God gives us opportunities to do his work in places where we may not like. But be ready for that. That is what Jesus was telling them. You know, you are slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. And he started explaining all these things about him being the Messiah who would come and who would win victory over death. And he started explaining all the scriptures. We read that he started explaining from Moses and all the prophets. He explained to them what was said in the scriptures about himself. He probably have told them about Prophet Isaiah, Prophet Jeremiah, Prophet Hosea. All of these prophets who actually prophesied that Christ would come and this would happen to him. And the people would kill him and he would rise from the dead the third day. And that's what he was trying to explain to them. And as the evening came, they were coming close to their home. He was about to leave and they asked him to stay, for it is nearly evening and the day is almost over. So he went in to stay with them. When he and they had a table, they had dinner with him at that time. When he was at the table, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened. So until that point, their eyes were closed. Sometimes we feel like, don't think that God closed their eyes. We may tend to think that when we read the scripture, their eyes were closed because God closed their eyes from recognizing. I believe it is not God who closed their eyes. It was their doubts and their fears that closed their eyes from seeing Jesus. Many times that what happened to us is like that. When we are afraid, when we are met with uncertainty, when we are faced with the things that we don't like, and we don't know where to turn to, we cannot see God, even though He is right close beside us. They could not recognize Jesus because their fear was more than their faith. Sometimes the fear overtakes our faith and stops us from seeing God when He is so close to us. And many times we complain that God is not near anywhere because we have been crying out to God and He is not answering. Where did you leave? Where did you move? A friend of mine used to say that God has moved away from me without even giving me a forwarding address. Sometimes we feel like that. But God is not gone anywhere. He is still there with you, even close as a breath to help you. But you cannot see Him or feel Him or experience the power of Him because of these fears and uncertainties and frustrations that rule us. So that's what happened to these two people. But when Jesus sat with them and He broke the bread, immediately their eyes were opened. They were able to see Jesus. And then they recognized Him and He disappeared from their sight. So when they disappeared from His sight and they asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while He talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? So they had a heartburn problem. How many of you never had a heartburn? Everybody had it one time or other. People like me get it almost every day. So every one of us knows heartburn is not a good thing to have. But here they got a heartburn because He was explaining the scriptures to them and they were listening to them very intently. When the scripture comes to us with the power, we get a heartburn spiritually, which is a healthy heartburn. We may not like the regular heartburns with the food. Don't eat spicy stuff. But the heartburn that they got here was a healthy heartburn of the Spirit. Their hearts were burning when Jesus explained the scriptures to them. Their hearts were burning because they were convinced of certain things that they didn't want to accept. He explained to him about Jesus Christ, the Messiah who came, who suffered, and who took the penalty of sin, the death as the penalty of sin for you and me. And then He rose from the dead. And their hearts were burnt because of that, and their eyes were opened. So their hearts were burning because the power of the Spirit, power of the Word, went into their hearts and started stirring them up. And they could not be sleepy anymore. They had to open their eyes. How many times when you have heartburns and you wake up at night? You will. You cannot go back to sleep when you are heartburn. You have to do something about it. That is what happens when you are sleepy or closed. God's scripture, God's word will open our hearts the spiritual eyes of our hearts and give us a heartburn. Don't ignore it. Don't ignore it, because God is going to be speaking to us through that. The experiences of our hearts burning when we faced with the Word of God many times, we all know through our experiences in our lives. It is not just us. Many, many heroes of faith had these experiences of burning their hearts. John Wesley, the founder of our Methodist Church, he had a burning experience. If you have read the story, his biography, and many stories that explains this. In 1738, he went to a little meeting in Aldersgate in London. And he was absolutely downcast, just like these people. It is written just like that in his notes, that he was downcast. He was feeling dejected, absolutely downcast. He felt that he was useless. He wanted to do a lot of things for the kingdom of God. But everywhere he went and touched his hand, he became a failure. And he thought he was useless. So he walked in this prayer meeting. It was a very small meeting, but there was not even a preacher, but a man was just reading out the commentary of the book of Romans. It was not even the scripture. It was a commentary by Martin Luther. And he was listening and reading that commentary in that meeting from the about the book of Romans. So while he was listening that, suddenly his heart was stirred up, and he writes in his book that his heart was burned. He says it strangely warmed. That's what he says. My heart began to burn within me. I knew that my sins, even my sins, were forgiven because of Christ. The cold iceberg of my heart began to melt, and the fire came in. And the man, and John Wesley became the greatest evangelist, one of the greatest evangelists of this history that we have ever seen. It was exactly the same attitude that gripped these people, that's Cleopa and his friend who were going to Emmaus. They left their home and immediately walked all the way back. So they didn't decide, they didn't stay in Emmaus after that, after they recognized Jesus. They immediately got up and went back to Jerusalem. And they joined the other disciples who were they're worshipping together and praying together in Jerusalem, and joined them and told them about the news that they have seen Christ, and they encouraged each other. Their doubts vanished, excitement overcame them, and they raced back to share the truth with their friends. That's what happens when the power of the scripture, power of the Word of God comes into our lives. We will not be afraid anymore. We will be excited with joy. So we will be excited to go back and proclaim that good news to others. We will not be afraid anymore. So whenever we are afraid by circumstances in our lives or get a heartburn, it is Jesus trying to reorient ourselves, our lives, to Him. Even when we are backing off, He wants to call us back to Him to restore us. From our human perspective, the situation may be confusing and discouraging. It takes the presence of Christ to open our eyes to the truth of the scriptures. The Word of God will melt every doubt and fear from our spiritual body and burn our hearts with the fire of the Holy Spirit. We read in 2 Timothy, Paul says that all scripture is God-inspired or God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Whenever we are troubled, we don't know where to turn to, or confused with the future, go to the scripture. God has given the scripture for our comfort, our doctrine, our discipline. That is where we can find peace. So please, please go to the Word of God when we are confused. That is where God is going to talk to us. May the good Lord bless us with these words as we go from this place to be powerful witnesses for you wherever He places us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The closing hymn is, Oh How I Love Jesus. It is 170. If you are able, please stand and turn to page 170. We'll do all three verses.
and feel my need. Who in his sorrow bears the cross that none can bear below. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me.
People of God, Jesus is walking us as close as a breath, even when we can't see him. He will give you a new perspective if we listen to his word. Once you have heard of him, you will be like those two men, excited to join the others to proclaim the good news. Go in the power of the Holy Spirit, that you can be powerful witnesses for you, for Jesus in the days to come. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen.